Trump thinking very, very hard about 2024 presidential run, says Nigel Farage. By Kurt Zindelka on April 27, 2021. Former President Donald J. Trump is actively considering another bid for the White House. According to Brexit leader Nigel Farage, who met with Mr. Trump at his Mar-a-Lago estate in Florida on Monday evening. Mr. Farage, who is currently on an America's Comeback tour to reinvigorate conservative activists across 9 states, said that Mr. Trump is thinking very, very hard about running for president again. Mr. Farage told The Telegraph that Trump has got a massive decision to make about launching a potential third run for the presidency. Mr. Farage said that he told Mr. Trump, "You're the only guy that can do it. No one has your charisma," adding, "He listened. He's in a listening frame of mind." The two men held a half-hour meeting in Trump's Palm Beach estate, discussing the former president's political future, the death of Prince Philip, the Queen, Britain's vaccine rollout, and issues concerning postal, mail-in, voting. Mr. Trump related his dissatisfaction with the way the last election was conducted and went on to malign how far the Democrats are drifting to the left, according to Mr. Farage. The Brexit leader related to the former president his own experiences with alleged voting fraud in the postal voting system in Britain, particularly the 2019 Peterborough by-election, in which the Brexit Party lost to Labour by just 683 votes. A convicted electoral fraudster was seen at the poll stations wearing a Labour Party rosette. However, the Cambridgeshire Constabulary ultimately did not find any evidence of wrongdoing. Mr. Farage said that America should follow the lead of France, which abolished mail-in voting, in order to stop potential fraud from happening. As do his thoughts on his successor, Farage said that he does not believe Trump is bothered about Mr. Biden at all, explaining, "He doesn't really think he's in the lead and he thinks the Democrats are drifting in a leftwards direction." Turning to British matters, Mr. Trump related his concern for the Queen following the death of her husband, the Duke of Edinburgh, Prince Philip. "He loves the UK and he loves the Queen. He was concerned at the pictures of her being by herself, looking cut up. I don't think he respects anybody else quite like he does the Queen," Mr. Farage said. The former president also went on to hail the success of Brexit during the UK's vaccine rollout in comparison to the European Union, which has been characterized as a fiasco and the best advertisement for Brexit amid bureaucratic delays and blunders. "He continues to wish Boris Johnson well. He was very excited to hear about the vaccine rollout in Britain compared to Europe, which was tremendous," said Mr. Farage. "It basically reaffirmed his view on Brexit and was pretty positive that this thing works," he said, adding that Trump is still very hopeful for UK-US relations to get closer and still wants a US-UK trade deal to be done. Concluding, the longtime ally of the former president said that Mr. Trump is looking happier and has lost weight, saying, "He's playing lots of golf and loving it. He's really, very happy." Follow Kurt Zindelka on Twitter here at Kurt Zindelka.